In the name of Lord Jesus, I testify how I come to the True Jesus Church and the incident related to the signage of the Malacca Prayer House. I am Sister Peggy Leung from True Jesus Church, Malacca. From young, I was exposed to Christianity as I attended a convent school. My niece, who was a new believer herself, was brought to the True Jesus Church by her school teacher, a member of the TJC Peel Road, Kuala Lumpur. One day, my niece told me about the Holy Spirit and the teaching of the True Jesus Church. I was curious to know about this Holy Spirit, as this topic was never talked about in other secular churches. So she encouraged me to go to the prayer house in Malacca. She gave me only the road's name, which was all she had. As such, without the proper address or the signage, I was unable to locate the prayer house. Later, my niece took me to the TJC at Peel Road, Kuala Lumpur, and for the first time, I saw how members prayed with the Holy Spirit. I was frightened and wanted to walk away, but with everyone around me kneeling in prayer, I could not due to the limited walking space. Later, the members explained to me the meaning of speaking in tongue. During one of the school holidays, my niece from Kuala Lumpur came to spend her holiday in Malacca. Together, we went to look for the prayer house. We managed to locate the place. This prayer house was the residence of the late Deaconess Lee Siu Chu. As it was not service time, and the late Deaconess Lee was not at home, the house was locked. Nevertheless, I continued going to the prayer house for services in order to learn more about the truth. In the year 1972, I was baptized. I joined many spiritual convocations organized by TJC in West Malaysia and Singapore. I also attended biblical seminars and theological courses in Singapore. My faith and knowledge of the truth grew. One day, a member asked me why the prayer house had no signage, True Jesus Church. I asked the late Deaconess Lee about the matter. Her response was that since the house is her home, she did not want any signboard. Although I accepted her response, I always kept the matter in mind, as I felt that it was strange not to have the name True Jesus Church at the place of worship. Later, in 1978, I followed a group of church members, which included a family member of the late Deaconess Lee, to visit the churches in Taiwan. Another reason for the tour was to accompany the returning Malaysian preachers who had completed their theological seminary training in Taiwan. At Hua Nian TJC, I was asked to share on things related to Malacca Prayer House. After the prayer, when I was on the pulpit ready to speak, I realized that I have totally lost my voice. No matter how hard I tried to force out some sound, every word I uttered was still soundless. I was as though dumb. I began to panic. Preacher Chen Heng Dao of Taiwan Church, now an elder, whom I was familiar with, saw my predicament and immediately came to the rescue. He spoke on my behalf. Amazingly, what he spoke was what I had in mind. There was mention of a signage for the prayer house. Months after we returned to Malaysia, to my amazement and joy, the signage True Jesus Church was set up at the Malacca Prayer House. Since then, the membership of the prayer house increased gradually. In the year 1988, the True Jesus Church Malacca was established. On reflection, this could be an arrangement by God, that the recommendation to build up the signage was mooted by a preacher rather than by a mere ordinary member like me. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 24, it says, "An altar of earth you shall make for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless to you." Praise the Lord.